Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. CIFR just suffered a massive drop, roughly 31%, and shareholders are panicking. The headlines are brutal, but as disciplined investors, our first question should always be, did the market overreact, or is this sell-off completely justified? To find out, we're using the MarketSnap Fair Value Calculator to find the mathematical floor for this stock. Is this a rare discount, or a value trap you need to avoid? Let's check the model. So here's where we stand with CIFR Digital. The stock has been on a wild ride, down over 31% in the last month, down about 27% over the last 3 months. But zoom out further, and you'll see the longer-term picture is actually quite different. Over the past year, this thing is still up over 167%. So we've got a stock that's been incredibly volatile, and that volatility is exactly why we need to dig into the fundamentals rather than just reacting to the daily headlines. Let's start with who this company actually is. CIFR Mining Inc., often referred to as CIFR Digital, is a US-based technology company that's primarily engaged in Bitcoin mining. Founded in 2021 and headquartered in New York, the company's core objective is to build and operate large-scale cryptocurrency mining facilities specifically tailored for Bitcoin. But here's the thing. They're in the middle of a major transition. Management is repositioning the business to become a provider of hyperscale data center infrastructure. That means pivoting from pure Bitcoin mining toward AI and high-performance computing hosting. This is a huge strategic shift, and it's really important to understand because it explains a lot about the recent financials and the stock's behavior. Let's talk about revenue, because this is where the story gets interesting. In fiscal 2025, the company generated about $224 million in revenue, and essentially all of it came from Bitcoin mining. That's a massive jump from $151 million in 2024 and $127 million in 2023. So the revenue growth has been real, over 48% year over year. But here's the catch. The company's profitability hasn't followed the same trajectory. In fact, things have gotten worse before they get better. The gross margin turned negative in the most recent full year, and that's largely because of the heavy investments they're making in the AI infrastructure transition. They're essentially spending money today to build the data centers that will generate revenue tomorrow. The question is whether that bet pays off. Now let's get into the earnings, because this is where the recent pain has come from. In Q2 2026, the company reported a loss of 65 cents per share, which missed the consensus estimate of a 21 cent loss. Revenue also came in below expectations. That's what we call a double miss. And it's a big reason why the stock has been getting hammered recently. Now, the Motley Fool put out a piece arguing that investors should ignore this double miss, and their reasoning is pretty compelling. The miss is largely due to the waning crypto mining business, but the AI revenue is about to arrive. The company also acquired an option for a 900 megawatt site, which shows how quickly they can add new capacity. So the narrative is, the old business is shrinking, but the new business is about to ramp up in a big way. Looking at the Q1 2026 earnings call from early May, management laid out a pretty clear vision. They reported a strong start to the year with significant financial improvements, and they framed the company's future around becoming a leading provider of hyperscale data center infrastructure. The key message was that they're leveraging their strong financial position and strategic partnerships to drive long-term growth. They're not just talking about AI as a side project. They're making it the core of the business going forward. Let's dig into the balance sheet and financial metrics, because this is where things get really interesting. The company ended fiscal 2025 with over $628 million in cash and cash equivalents. Total assets came in at about $4.3 billion. Now here's a critical number. Total stockholders' equity is only about $836 million. That's a massive amount of assets relative to equity, which tells you they've taken on significant debt to fund this expansion. The current ratio is about 3, which means they have plenty of short-term liquidity, but the debt-to-equity ratio is nearly 10 to 1. That's a very leveraged balance sheet. Now, for a capital-intensive business like data centers, some leverage is expected. But this level of debt combined with negative free cash flow of nearly $700 million in 2025, is something that should give investors pause. They're burning through cash to build out this infrastructure, and they're financing it with debt and equity raises. The share count has been growing, from about 252 million shares in 2023 to over 381 million in 2025. That's a 50% dilution in just 2 years. Let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. The company has a massive pipeline of power capacity and land. They're sitting on some of the best sites in the U.S. for data center development. They also have a strong cash position to fund the transition, and they've shown they can execute on building out infrastructure quickly. The 900 megawatt option they acquired shows they can scale up fast when they need to. On weaknesses, the Bitcoin mining business is declining, and the company is currently unprofitable. The negative gross margins in 2025 are concerning. There's also the significant share dilution we just talked about, and the high debt load. And let's be honest, the company only has 66 full-time employees. That's a very lean team for a company trying to build hyperscale data centers. Execution risk is real. On opportunities, the AI infrastructure boom is massive. The demand for data center capacity is outstripping supply, and companies with secured power and land are in a great position. If Cipher can successfully transition from Bitcoin mining to AI hosting, the revenue potential is enormous. They're moving into a market where the average revenue per megawatt is dramatically higher than what Bitcoin mining generates. On threats, competition is intense. The big cloud providers and specialized data center REITs are all fighting for the same power and land. There's also execution risk. Building hyperscale data centers is incredibly complex, and delays or cost overruns could be devastating. And then there's the Bitcoin price risk. If crypto prices crater, their existing mining operations become even less profitable, putting more pressure on the transition timeline. Let's look at the recent price action. The stock has been extremely volatile. It was trading around $23 in late July, then dropped to about $17 in mid-July, bounced back to $22, and now it's down around $15 to $16. The one-month performance is down over 31%. This is a stock that moves fast in both directions. The beta is over 3.2, which means it's about three times more volatile than the overall market. What's interesting is that despite this recent sell-off, the stock is still up over 167% over the past year. So investors who got in a year ago are still sitting on significant gains. The question is whether the recent decline represents a buying opportunity or the start of a more serious correction. All right, let me give you my honest take on Cipher Digital. This is a harder name to model than most stocks we cover, and I want to be upfront about that. The company is in the middle of a massive transformation from Bitcoin miner to AI data center provider, and that makes valuation extremely tricky. The market snap model, which uses a forward PE approach given the company's growth trajectory, puts fair value somewhere around $10 per share. But here's the thing. The model itself flagged this as a low confidence estimate. The AI sanity check failed, which means the model's output doesn't fully capture the transformative potential here. When we ran a DCF analysis, it came in higher, around $17. But even that assumes some pretty aggressive growth. Now, the stock is trading around $15 to $16. So depending on which model you trust, it's either fairly valued or still overvalued. And here's the kicker. The assumptions matter enormously. If you believe the AI transition succeeds and the company becomes a major hyperscale provider, the stock could be worth significantly more. If you believe the execution risk is too high and the debt load becomes a problem, it could go much lower. Let me be clear about the risks. The company has negative free cash flow of nearly $700 million. The debt-to-equity ratio is nearly 10 to 1. They're burning cash while they build, and they only have 66 employees trying to execute on one of the most complex infrastructure builds in the industry. That's a lot of risk, but there's also a real opportunity here. The demand for AI data center capacity is enormous, and Cipher has secured power and land that's becoming increasingly scarce. If they execute well, the revenue potential is massive. My honest take? This is a speculative, high-risk, potentially high-reward story. It's not for conservative investors. If you're going to own this, you need to size your position appropriately and understand that you could lose a significant portion of your investment. The recent sell-off might be overdone, but the stock is still not cheap by traditional valuation metrics. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. You can run your own valuation and see how the number shifts. What do you think about Sephor? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.